It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, August 9th, 2019. Today is the birthday of Australian English writer Pamela Lyndon Travers, born in 1899 at Maryborough in Queensland. She spent most of her career in England and is best known for the Mary Poppins children's book series. Born Helen Lyndon Goff, she grew up in the Australian bush before being sent to boarding school in Sydney, her father, Travers Goff, having died when she was only 7. Her writing was first published when she was a teenager, and she also worked briefly as a professional Shakespearean actress. Upon immigrating to England at the age of 25, she took the name Pamela Lyndon Travers and adopted the pen name P.L. Travers in 1933, while writing the first of 8 Mary Poppins books. She traveled to New York during World War II while working for the British Ministry of Information, and at that time, Walt Disney contacted her about buying the rights for a film adaptation of Mary Poppins. After years of contact, which included visits to Travers at her home in London, Disney finally did obtain the rights and the film premiered in 1964. In 2004, a stage musical adaptation of the books and the film opened in the West End, and it premiered on Broadway 2 years later. Saving Mr. Banks, a movie based on Disney's efforts to persuade Travers to sell him the Mary Poppins film rights, was released in 2013, in which Travers is portrayed by Emma Thompson. Travers' literary output other than the Mary Poppins series and its sequels included other novels, poetry collections, and works of nonfiction. While appearing as a guest on BBC Radio 4's radio program Desert Island Discs in May 1977, Travers revealed that the name M. Poppins originated from childhood stories she had contrived for her sisters, and that her great-aunt, Helen Moorhead, who lived in Sydney and used to say, "Spit spot, into bed," was a likely inspiration for the character. She was an advisor in the production of Disney's film, but she disapproved of his handling of the Poppins character. She was ambivalent about most of the music, and she so hated the use of animation that she ruled out any further adaptations of her Mary Poppins series ever. In a 1977 interview, she remarked, "I've seen it once or twice, and I've learned to live with it. It's glamorous, and it's a good film in its own level, but I don't think it is very much like my books." She was appointed Officer of the Order of the British Empire in the 1977 New Year Honors, and she lived to an advanced age, but her health declined toward the end of her life. She died in London on April 23, 1996, at the age of 96. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for August 9th, 2019. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.